Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a beautiful day.
It's 7 and a half the hour. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air with our ideas. It's going to be a good day. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria working on the 3 hours. Meaning, remember reading, writing, and arithmetic? Taught to the tune of a hickory stick. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes or no? Yes. Jennifer
does. Three
yes.
R's?
Yeah, reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yes.
That's funny.
Taught to the tune of a hickory stick. Well, I have my own unique three R's. Would you like to know what they are? No. Well, I guess
all right.
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
Do you want to move on to that? Well, maybe I'll have this conversation with the listeners and I'll leave Jennifer and Victoria out of it.
That's mean. Uh-huh.
I asked you if you wanted to know what my three R's were.
I was just contemplating if I do, and I said yes.
Okay. I didn't hear Victoria get excited about it, though.
Well, because I'm a little hung up on, I'm a stickler for grammar stuff, so like I'm a little hung up on how
not
is it
as much
three
as I
R's.
But you see, that's an old thing that goes back to
because it's
I was
not,
a
it's a W.
Young whippersnapper. Reading, writing, arithmetic.
That's what I'm like. Okay.
And arithmetic, right. By the way, also not an
yes.
R word.
Right.
Arithmetic. Oh, right, yeah. So two out of three, not an R word.
Correct.
Can we keep moving here?
Sure.
Yes.
I've never heard any of this before, so that's why I'm confused.
I know you haven't. That's what makes this a refreshingly new and different program, because you've not
it
heard the concepts expressed here anyplace else. Revolutionaries, reactionaries, and renegades. All right? The revolutionaries were the people who founded our country. We are, and there are a lot of other revolutionaries as well, but I'm thinking more of the visionary routine that brought us into the revolution to get rid of the British. And so the American Revolution, the French Revolution was another one. There are people who think the Industrial Revolution was maybe the most important thing to happen in the past 1,000 years. Maybe it could even go further back than that. But I'm interested to, in my mind, have you understand how I separate revolutionaries. I think I'm a revolutionary, frankly. I'm revolutionary in the radio business. I'm not sure how much good has done me in my career, but I'm still here anyway. I don't like to have things as the status quo. And I get upset about things and I want to change things. So I revolt. The core, basic, derivative root word of revolutionary is revolt. So the revolting that was done by our forefathers to get us free is a good example of how to use that term and to be in that mindset. Versus the people who are around today who are not revolutionaries, they are reactionists or reactionaries. We have a lot of people in our country and around the world, but mostly here, who are angry white Trumpians, if you will, or there are people who have come from other countries who believe we owe them something, and they're reacting. They're not for Trump, they're for Mrs. Clinton, and they're the reactionaries that are Islamists, the radical Islamists, those people, the anti-globalists that are usually they have their head in the sand. These people are reacting to things that they believe are wrong. They're different, in my mind, than revolutionaries. Am I making sense so far, or is this too heavy a concept for this time of the day?
It's a little heavy, but I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm following.
Okay. So I want to sort of separate the people who really think we have fabulous things going on in our society today. I think that's nonsense. We have people who are reacting instead of acting. And the good leaders act. They don't react. What we have are politicians who don't do anything unless there's a problem that mostly they've created in their own by their own actions. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Reactionaries, we don't, they're not leaders. They don't act and come up with things that are new. They just react and try to stop things. Right.
Right.
Okay. So now I move to the third R. There's the new Playboy. Who reads Playboy anymore? I don't even know why I pay attention.
Oh, I mean, I do
this
every month.
Except, do you really?
No.
Just for the articles.
Yeah, right.
Of exactly. course,
that's
only for the articles.
Right.
Well, so I'm trying to
look
figure
at those
out
pictures.
Whether they've done this to try to make themselves more more relevant. They don't have a published, they only are online now.
They don't.
Playboy.
Right, they don't do
online.
A paper version anymore.
No, they don't. So anyway, Playboy magazine this month has as a cover picture a Muslim woman named Noor Taghori, T-A-G-O-U-R-I. If you go to the Playboy website, you will see her. And the idea here that they're putting forth, it seems to me, is a shot at people who believe in Muslim, the Muslim faith, the Muslim. I mean, I think I began to think about this when I saw the 60 Minutes piece on Sunday with the King of Jordan. I thought it was very provocative. I thought he was very thoughtful. And he put the Muslim faith and people who are Muslims in a different perspective for me. And so when I see this sort of stuff, basically what Playboy has done is take a shot at Muslim women. And it isn't flattering.
Well, how are they taking a shot at Muslim women if there's a Muslim woman that's willing to participate?
Right. So she's obviously posed for some. Is she naked?
No. Are you looking at the picture? Did you go to the Playboy website?
I'm on Playboy.com right now, and I can't find it. But yeah,
you'll see the interview is there, and she talks about her philosophy of life and Playboy. It seems to me, at least the way I read this, anyway, she's trying to get a job as the first female anchor on a commercial television station wearing a Muslim headscarf. That's why she got the attention of the people at Playboy. She's made it known that she's gone around to television stations trying to get a job, and nobody will hire her because they won't let her wear her headscarf on TV.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so this is the tradition of Muslim. Would you not let somebody who's Christian wear a cross, a necklace that was a cross on it? I see that all the time, don't you?
Absolutely.
I do.
So is this, and I don't know what other examples, you see people wearing Star of David all the time.
Well, you know, or if you're a conservative Jew, I mean, if you're a man, you're going to be wearing a yarmulke. So.
Right.
But you don't see too many yarmulkes reporting the news. You don't see too many.
I've seen lately, I've seen people on TV wearing yarmulkes.
Yeah, you don't really see it because it's sort of on the back. The top of the head. So you don't see it.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe that's an East Coast thing.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It might be. Yeah.
Yeah, why would it be an East Coast thing?
Well, I haven't seen. I'm saying in my personal experience, I am a consumer of media. I watch a lot of news, and I have not seen a lot of that on TV. Mm-hmm. And I'm aware of it because I work with someone every day who wears one. So it's not like I wouldn't see it.
Mm-hmm. There are people who are looking at this now, mainstream media folks, Forbes magazine, Washington Post, and that sort of the newspaper magazine. That are trying to give Muslim women more of a platform to share their story. Last week, the fitness magazine Women's Runner featured Rahaf Khatib, who is running marathons with her headscarf on. They're making an issue of the headscarf on women. And that's what the story in Playboy is about, in essence. There are some who say the interview has gone too far. It represents Muslim women. But they're younger Muslim women. The so-called millennials, they're Muslim millennials. And they don't want to be treated the same as their mothers or their grandmothers.
Yeah. I think it also, I mean, it kind of, the headscarf, well, we respect it, obviously, because that's the culture and that's the religion. But I think it sort of flies in the face of what Western civilization, like what Western culture appreciates now. I mean, that headscarf is kind of reminiscent of keeping women and sexuality under wraps, right?
Yeah,
and so our news media is all about sexualizing women. Now you can you can argue that neither's probably a great stance for women in general, but I mean, it does kind of fly in the face of the
what a fabulous way of looking at that, Jennifer.
Women are portrayed in media.
Right. They're trying to change the way they are, is it accepted or they're viewed, and yet they want to keep this, which was, as you just suggested, or is, a sign of their being held back.
Compliance, right.
Yeah, right. So the thing that I also found interesting was, I mean, in terms of Playboy, most of the time Playboy has been about undressing women and objectifying women in any number of ways. So is that what they intended here by this focus on this woman and her trying to get a job? Or, I mean, look at any of the
I think
other.
It's really interesting for Playboy, for of all people, for Playboy to have to focus on a woman who's making a stance about being covered up. That's really interesting to me.
Yeah,
about
that was sort of the point I was making. Yeah. You made it better than I did. Yeah, because that's what they're all about. Naked right. women! And I don't pay any attention to it anymore, but then I don't pay attention to those sorts of things because they're right. beneath me. It's 20 minutes
Please.
Past the hour.
Yeah.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
There's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here. So I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know those commercials on TV are manipulating you? Here's the semiotic science of it. You may think you understand commercials, but they silently manipulate. The more a company advertises a product, the more you see it, the more you expect to see it, and the more you conclude, hey, it's a great product. I see it all the time.
Double Mint adds to your fun. Double Mint chewing gum.
It doesn't matter if the product is poor, ineffective, and basically worthless. Your brain will assume that since you see it so much, it must be great.
If you know your oats, you too will go for the Power Breakfast Cheerios.
What's the cheap psych trick? Maybe you ought to ask yourself, if it's that good, why do they advertise it so much? Maybe it's a trick just to part a sucker from his cash. Maybe you don't really need that product at all. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
DJV, the 21 after the hour.